Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hi, friends. It's Tywana Wilson, your laboratory mentor, coach, and co-host for this episode of eLaborate Topics. I'm excited to bring to you another awesome episode where I will be giving you more practical tips that you can implement right away. Please do me a favor, along with my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, and share this broadcast out. Share it out to a friend, a colleague, and anybody that could benefit from hearing these practical strategies, whether they are a medical laboratory professional or a friend of the laboratory. So make sure you share this episode out, subscribe to this podcast. You can find it on your favorite podcast platform, as well as on LabVine and directimpactbroadcasting.com. So let's get into it for today. I know that you all are dedicated, hardworking medical laboratory professionals, and you're dedicated to your job. But it's also important to take some time to focus on your personal growth as well. As we know, growth doesn't just happen. You have to be intentional about developing yourself. That's why I'm going to give you 7 practical tips to grow in both your personal and professional life so that you can be the best version of yourself. Now, whether you're new to the field or have been working as a medical laboratory professional for years, there's always room for growth. Listen, I've been doing this almost 20 years, and I am still learning and growing each and every day. So I encourage you to embrace this journey of personal growth with open arms, because it's an investment in yourself that will pay dividends in the years to come. So the more that you invest in yourself, the more you will be able to do in your career, in your personal life, as well as be fulfilled. And I look at it like it's investing in the stock market or the bank of YOU. The more you put into it, and you put a few nickels in there today, a few quarters in there, next thing you know, in a few years, a few months, you will have an investment that will allow you to be able to get a new job. It'll be able to allow you to be able to grow professionally. And so that's why it's important to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is something that no employer can take away from you. No laboratory can take away from you. Nobody can take away your knowledge, your skills, your competencies. And quite frankly, in today's market, really, that's all we have, because as we all know, the market is constantly changing. And the more that we can learn, know, and adapt, the better off that we're going to be. So let's go ahead and jump into the 7 steps that I have for you. Step 1, measure your current situation. Take some time to reflect on where you currently are in your personal and professional life. Ask yourself, what areas would you like to improve on? You can use a journal or other self-reflection exercises to gain a clearer understanding of your current situation. I like to journal. I actually like pen to paper journaling, so that I'm able to get my thoughts and ideas out. But you can also do this in your phone. You can do it electronically. So take some time and think, at this stage, on this date, where are you at in your personal life, in your professional life? As a medical laboratory professional, it's important to take time to measure your current situation. And this includes looking at both the personal and professional aspects of your life. So ask yourself questions like, am I happy with my job? Or do I have a good work-life balance? And I know Lona covers a lot of topics around work-life balance. So if that's something that you are struggling with, you can go back in our catalog and search work-life balance, and she has some great tips for you. But these are a few essential questions to ask yourself as you start on your personal growth journey. So taking that time to measure where you are so that you can really get that clear picture of what it is that you like and then what it is that you maybe have some opportunities for improvement. The second step in our personal growth journey is rating each of our experiences. So as you reflect on past experiences and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not so good and 10 being this was an awesome experience, consider what worked well and what didn't work well for you to achieve your goals. And then use these ratings as a guide for how to approach future challenges. Again, it's important to understand where you came from, not necessarily dwell in that, but understand how those experiences make you feel. So reflect on past experiences in your career and rate them, or any experience in your personal life, and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. For example, rate the level of satisfaction you experience after successfully completing a challenging project. This will help you identify the type of experiences that bring you joy and fulfillment, spurring more personal growth. Because if you're able to label what made you feel good, what made you feel motivated, what made you feel inspired, you will take on more of those type of experiences or want more of those type of experiences. So this is something that you can also write in your journal. So understanding some of the experiences that you went through, projects that you served on, and rate those experiences. Step 3 is setting SMART goals. Creating SMART goals is essential to help you align your personal and professional growth with your purpose and vision for your life. Here are 3 steps to get you started. Focus on specific goals. A goal that is unclear leads to failure. For instance, instead of saying, I want to improve my lab skills, set a specific goal of, I want to enhance my knowledge of forensic toxicology. As you all know, or may not know, but I am really trying to increase my knowledge in the toxicology space. So that would be an example of a specific goal that I could set. The second one is make your goals measurable. If you can't measure your progress, you can't sufficiently track your growth. For example, I want to read 3 books on forensic toxicology in the next 6 months. That's how I could make that goal measurable. Set realistic time frames. Balance a reasonable deadline without compromising quality. Depending on the subject, it might take days, weeks, or months. So set a deadline that allows you to achieve your goal, but it is still challenging. So for example, I will acquire forensic toxicology knowledge within 6 months. So those are just a few examples of setting SMART goals. As I was thinking about setting SMART goals, this step 3 of the growth process, it made me think about John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. If you have not read that book, make sure you add it to your personal growth library. It is a great book. Even if you just take one law at a time and read that and then apply, it is a great one. But from the 15 Invaluable Laws, law number 5, the law of consistency, made me think about the setting SMART goals. And when you think about goal setting, and you have to be motivated. And the law of consistency says you need motivation to start. You need discipline to keep growing. Or another way to think about that is Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. And so thinking about how to keep yourself consistent so that you stay motivated on your personal growth journey and to reach those SMART goals that you have set for yourself. So as you're thinking about reaching those SMART goals, keep in mind the law of consistency. Motivation will get you started, but it can fizzle out. And trust me, sometimes it can fizzle out fast. So to sustain your growth, you need a strong why and good daily habits so that you're learning and growing consistently each and every day. So tying a why to your SMART goals makes sense for consistency purposes as well to be able to reach your goals. Step four is consider the people in your life. I know you have heard this more than not, especially growing up. You probably heard birds of a feather flock together, but you have to understand and realize that the people that you surround yourself with are going to be people you're going to draw your energy from, your motivation from. And so surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people who encourage personal growth. It's easier to stay motivated towards your personal growth when you're around other people that are cheering you on in that way. Think about if you were on a weight loss journey or a fitness journey. It's easier to stay motivated if you had somebody in your court that was either working out with you or was supportive of that journey. It's the same thing with your personal growth. Identify any toxic relationships that may be holding you back and make necessary changes. Sometimes you have to reevaluate where you're spending your time and who you're spending your time with, and understand it over time. Sometimes that, you know, things no longer serve you, or people that you spent a lot of time with in the past, as you start to grow, as you start to mature and start to do different things, you can outgrow some relationships. Create a support system of like-minded individuals who can help you achieve your goals. And when you do this, they're going to help you stay motivated. They're going to help you stay committed to what you set forth to do. Surround yourself with positive and supportive people who encourage you to grow. Network with other lab professionals. You can join online forums and find mentors for guidance. Ensure you have your go-to people, like a supportive spouse or partner, friend, family member, or cousin, relative to turn to for comfort when you're feeling unsure of yourself. When you have those committed people, those supportive people in your circle, is going to carry you a long way. So personally, you need those people. And then professionally, you need those like-minded people that can give you feedback, that can serve on your personal board of directors or advisors or your personal tribe to be able to help you grow professionally as well. Step five is identify your needs. Take time to identify what you truly need in order to grow. This may include resources such as more time, money, or education. Make a plan to obtain these resources and prioritize them in your personal and professional life. So if you know that you want to go back to school, that's going to take time. It's also going to take a financial commitment as well. If you know that you want to get enhanced technology, a new computer, because you know that you're going to need that for school, then that's probably going to come with a financial commitment. So identifying the resources you need to grow. Take continuing education courses or even join our professional societies. attend networking events, and seek out opportunities to share knowledge. These resources are crucial to your personal and professional growth. And while these are just a few, identify those needs that are important to you. And your needs might look very different from somebody else's needs. You know, just take a simple need of if you love to read books. There are still libraries, especially if you like to have physical books in your hands. So one of the things that you might need is a library card, right? So that could be identifying your need, your love of books, and maybe you have committed to reading one book per month for a total of 12 books over the course of a year. How are you going to do that? You may say, I don't want to download them on Kindle, or I don't want to buy all of these books. So identify what resources you need. What do you need to accomplish that goal? Or who do you need to help you accomplish your goals? Step 6 is focusing on your habits. Once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. That's a quote by Vince Lombardi. And I think that quote, it really resonates, because it's easy to get in your mind that you're not going to do something or you're going to quit. And once you develop that mindset, it becomes a habit. So as you think about focusing your habits, identify which habits are helping and which are hindering your personal growth. Develop new positive habits to replace negative ones. And consistency is key. So focus on making small changes over time that will lead to long-term success. So go back and think John Maxwell, The Law of Consistency and the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. As a laboratory professional, focus particularly on the habits that are relative to our industry or relative to your growth. But from a professional standpoint, you can focus on those habits that are relative to the industry. So prioritizing good work habits that will aid in developing your skills and competencies as a medical laboratory professional. You can regularly update your knowledge of industry trends so you can quickly adapt and excel when new technologies are introduced. Those are ways of focusing your habits. If you know that you desire to learn more, listening to this podcast and other podcasts out there is a great way to fast track your learning. So focus on your habits. Where are you spending your minutes? If you say you don't have a lot of time each day, are you spending your minutes watching TV and watching and listening to things that are of no value to your goals, to your needs? So look at where you are spending your time and refocus if those are habits that are not the ones that you desire. Step 7 is learn how to be uncomfortable. And I know that's easier said than done. Growth often requires us stepping outside of our comfort zone. And when we do that, we have to embrace discomfort as an opportunity for growth and challenge ourselves to try new things. One of my favorite laws from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth is law number 10, the law of the rubber band. And what that law says is that growth stops if you stop stretching. To reach your full potential, you must stay aware of the gap between where you are and where you can be. Use that tension to keep pushing your limits. So if you think about a rubber band, its purpose is to be stretched. It's stretched as wide as it can be stretched, right? And you think of that as growing. Think about as your growth. What happens if you get a rubber band and you don't pull on it? You don't stretch it? Well, it's probably not going to serve its purpose. So whether you put a rubber band around something to hold to hold something, or, you know, some people put rubber bands in their hair to hold their ponytails, but its purpose is to be stretched. So when you think about your growth journey, when you think about your professional journey, are you being stretched, or are you walking around being comfortable? So when we push ourselves beyond what we thought was possible, that's when we begin to grow into the best versions of ourselves. Now, I'll be honest with you. Unfortunately, not stretching ourselves and sometimes mediocrity has become the norm. Some people will settle for the status quo. A lot of people, honestly, will settle for the status quo. They don't know their gap or choose not to close it. So when you stretch yourself, you stand out from the crowd and you create a positive ripple effect. So we always talk about, we've done several episodes about being able to make yourself different, being able to pitch yourself, being able to stand out, being able to advance in your career, and being able to know your any gaps you have, and being able to stretch yourself is how you begin to start standing out from the crowd. You don't stand out from the crowd being comfortable, right? Standing out from the crowd, I encourage you to find your inner motivation to stretch yourself. Develop a vision for who you can be. Find people who inspire you. Define your goals and have a game plan with you so that you can see how far you can go. And also find the courage, and it does take courage, to stretch beyond your current abilities, and you may be surprised at how much you can achieve. So remember, as you are on this personal growth journey, that you have to be stretched. You need that law of the rubber band. You need that law of consistency. You need those people in your life that are going to help you reach your goals, personal and professional. You need to be able to identify what it is that you need to be able to reach those goals and what habits could be hindering you from reaching the next step. Push yourself to learn and grow by stepping out of your comfort zone. You can do this by attending conferences. You can write articles. There are several Lab magazines that's always looking for guest authors that you can submit an article. You can also present in front of your colleagues. There are the professional societies when they have their annual meetings. They're looking for poster presentations. They're looking for workshop speakers. So that's an opportunity to put yourself out of your comfort zone. And just don't be afraid to go for it. Yes, you're going to make some mistakes, but that's how you learn. You learn from practicing. And then the more you practice, the better you become. And you start to learn from whatever mistakes you made. And ultimately, you will come out on top. As I wrap up this episode, embarking on a personal growth journey can be both exciting and challenging. By following the 7 steps that I gave you, you can prioritize the areas of your life that need the most improvement and set yourself on a path to becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, personal growth is a lifelong process, so be patient and persistent in your efforts. And remember, you will always be learning and growing. And when you stop learning, you stop growing. So I hope you were able to get some practical tips from this episode that you can put into place right away. It doesn't take a big thesis, doesn't take a big research paper. You need practical steps that you can start to take action on right away. If you got some tips from this episode, leave us a line. Let us know. What tips did you get? What step are you on? What step are you really going to focus on? think about that and start to put it into place. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out on LinkedIn to the Elaborate Topics group. You can always reach out to myself or my co-host on LinkedIn or on any of the social media channels. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. We will be back next week with another awesome episode for all of our fellow medical laboratory professionals. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do. And I'll see you inside or outside of the laboratory. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.